This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The global economic data point of the day is a number we don't usually pay a whole lot of attention to. It's called the PMI. And pretty much every country has one. And as it happens, a lot of the world's big economies reported theirs in the past day or two. The news was generally good, but with economic unease rising in parts of Asia and Europe, perhaps not good enough, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains.
The PMI is the Purchasing Managers Index. In the U.S., it's the result of 400 conversations or surveys between researchers and purchasing managers. So it's the people in charge of buying stuff at a manufacturing company.
The survey is not long. Probably takes 10 or 15 minutes to complete each month.
Doug Fisher runs Marquette University's Center for Supply Chain Management, and he develops PMIs.
We will ask them about their new orders, better, the same, or worse, production levels, employment, inventories, supplier deliveries.
The idea is if you ask how these things are going at companies, you can figure out where the economy is going over the next few months.
Generally, they're pointing to pretty broad improvement in the global economy, pockets of strength here and there.
Michael Feroli is chief U.S. economist at J.P. Morgan.
You're seeing strength particularly in Asia and in the U.S. And some pockets of Europe.
But the PMI just covers the short term. In a few months, everything could change. And for now, even though most countries are doing better, not many are doing great. Kevin Logan is chief U.S. economist for HSBC.
What's really been missing in both the U.S., but I would say even in the global economy, particularly in Europe, has been a vigorous expansion in business capital outlays, investment spending.
Despite so much easy money and low interest rates, he hasn't seen businesses take much advantage of it, and that's troubling. Jeff Burchell is CFO of FM Global. There's something else that keeps him up at night.
Well, I think the biggest risk to the global economy is probably the political uncertainty in Washington.
And there's so much uncertainty. The taper, the debt ceiling, tax reform. If you were a purchasing manager, do you have any idea how willing you'd be to buy stuff 6 months from now? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.